The Nintendo Switch, the fastest-selling video game console in the US and Japan, is also launching an online service later this year. One of the unique qualities of the Switch is that it can be used both as an at-home and mobile on-the-go console. So how is that affecting Nintendo's sustainable success, and what is its impact on the broader industry? With me via Skype to talk about that is Wired senior writer Jeffrey Van Camp. Jeffrey, what are the elements of the Switch that really make it stand out?
Well, there's actually quite a few things that make it pretty unique. Instead of just a box that attaches to your TV that you play with a controller, it's actually kind of a portable game system that you can slide into a dock to play on your TV, but you can also play it kind of like a handheld system on the go. It has, you know, several hours of battery life. Probably the most unique aspect about it is that on top of that, being able to play it in those two ways, you can actually play it in kind of a third way, which we haven't really seen before. You can actually slide off the sides of this kind of tablet handheld, and there's a little kickstand on the back, and you can set it on a table and actually slide off the sides and use them as controllers to kind of play it if you're on an airplane or if you want to set it on a table, and you can use the console itself as kind of a TV while you play it. And on top of that, even, you can also, those little controllers have motion control, like you might remember the Nintendo Wii had about 10 years ago.
Yeah. You mentioned Nintendo Wii. That seemed to be one that was really for almost everybody. Is this a system that's more for gamers, or can everyone be as comfortable with it?
I think it's all of the above. I think the Nintendo really hit a sweet spot with the Nintendo Wii. It had Wii Sports, and you know, you could play tennis and bowling in your living room, and that was a huge hit with people that never played games before because of that motion control, and that was kind of a very new thing. I think the thing that's made Switch extra popular and kind of a resurgence for Nintendo, it's actually the most popular console since the Wii in its first year, is that it has the potential to have some of those motion controls and that family-friendly. Nintendo has never abandoned its family-friendly type games, but it also launched with, you know, a very hardcore, you know, Legend of Zelda game that tailors more to people that like open world, more traditional, in-depth games. And it has had kind of a range of software on it. It also, they've been catering to what they call indie games or downloadable games that you don't buy in a store, you just download them on the console. And that it's become very popular with those types of games as well. Nintendo's kind of taken an open approach and has kind of a wide variety of software. And I think it's trying to appeal to hardcore Nintendo fans, regular gamers in the Xbox, PlayStation niche there, and then kind of more casual people that may have bought the Wii and maybe haven't touched a system since.
Now, Jeffrey, I guess you'd be sort of running an industry and not spending time talking on the phone with me right now if you knew the answer to this. But is this part of the next trend? Is the hybrid sort of aspect what's going to really take over the industry next? Is there something else coming down the pike that you've heard something about?
You know, I've thought about that. When the Wii came out, a lot of Nintendo's competitors, Sony and Microsoft, tried to come out with similar type motion control in different ways. I really don't know if I see everybody, you know, copying Nintendo this time around. The Switch is very interesting because it takes what Nintendo has always been really good at. And while it's had some struggles with some of its consoles, the Wii sold well, but its sequel, the Wii U, is actually one of the worst selling consoles of all time. And those consoles before it have had some difficulty too, due to a lot of the momentum of other systems like the PlayStation. But the Switch it's more portable, and that is kind of where Nintendo's always had a strength. Portable gameplay, it's always done well ever since the Game Boy with handheld systems, all the way up through one of the top selling systems competing with the PlayStation 4 before the Switch was the Nintendo 3DS, which is their last handheld system.
Is Nintendo a company that's known for having good R&D and sort of being ready for the next trend or to try to help set the next trend?
I would say Nintendo is on and off with that. It is one of the only companies, and why I've always been excited as a fan, that will kind of take big leaps. It has big stumbles as well. Its last system, the Wii U, tried to do a similar thing to the Switch. It had a controller that was a big kind of tablet with a touch screen, but it didn't take off at all. And that was kind of because it missed kind of the core component. You could use it as a tablet, but you couldn't take it out of your living room. It was still attached to your TV. But Nintendo always has tried new things. And I think that's what's kind of kept it going. Right now, it's also experimenting with mobile gaming. which is very interesting, and not a lot of other companies are putting as much resources toward that. Traditional game companies aren't putting as many resources toward that as Nintendo is, but they have their ups and downs. I think Nintendo is best when its kind of back is up against the wall. It kind of needed a hit after the Wii U because all Nintendo does is gaming. So if it didn't succeed here, it was in pretty big trouble.
Jeffrey Van Camp is a senior writer for Wired. And Jeffrey, thanks for catching us up.
Thank you.